quarterback, does that tell you anything?
Well, one, it tells you this defense is one of the best at forcing turnovers. They're an unselfish group. They don't care who makes the play, and they have 11 guys that can make a play. So we need to be real sharp and really focus this week in training and in meetings, especially with the short week. We really got a lot of ground to make up.
Red zone-wise, you guys this season sort of up and down, but this last game is pretty good. What was the key for you guys there?
The most important thing, you know, in the red zone for us, for any team really, those throwing lanes get tighter. You know, you got to remind the wide receivers to, as soon as they catch, they got to run vertical. There's no side to side kind of stuff. You got to slice the defense and get up the field. Quarterbacks have to be, you know, incredibly smart, especially as the play extends itself. Get smarter as the play goes on, and really take care of the football. Know that we got 3 points, even when we're in the fringe. You know, with a kicker like Parkey, we got to get those points, and so. You know, that's the most important thing. And then we got to be able to run it down there, too. So stay balanced and take care of the football.
There's a lot of tape on you, but not a lot of tape in this offense. Do you think over these next few weeks, teams are going to show you different looks to try to get you in different situations?
Of course. I mean, we got to be prepared for everything. It's not, especially against these next few teams coming up, it's none of them are real vanilla looks, you know. Coach Capers is one of the best, and he's been one of the best for a long time. So, we need to be, like I said, we need to be real sharp and be prepared for anything.
On that vein, how much audible did you have to do this past game?
You know, it changes from time to time. We just kind of roll with the punches.
When you watched the film, Mark, on the zone read plays or the plays where you had the option to throw it to the perimeter, how did you think you did with your decision making?
One of them, I was staring right at 58 and made a pretty bad read, and then ended up getting down. But, you know, I got to clean those up because that ends up being a negative play for us. And you know, I can't put us in a second and long like that. That's worse than an incompletion. You know, it's like a sack. So that can't happen. And I got to clean those up. Plenty of stuff to get better.
Mark, with Matthews now playing inside, does he dictate what he can do the way that Kingsley did last week?
With Clay inside, Clay, one of the best I played with. I know what kind of person he is and what kind of competitor and how hard he works. But if he lined up at safety, he'd be fine, and he'd be tough on an offense because that guy just has a nose for the football. He knows the game. He can diagnose plays well, very similar to a Kuechly-type player with even more experience. And, you know, big, strong, fast, everything, all the intangibles, everything. So it's going to be a good matchup for us. We need to keep an eye on him.
When you came to the East Coast, was there an adjustment for you for cold weather games, or what was that?
Yeah. Quite a big adjustment, quite a bit. And, you know, you got to put your rainbow sandals away after Halloween, you know. So that's that was a shell shock. And wearing a heavy coat was a shell shock. Playing in the snow was different. But we had the equipment guys, Gus and Vito and Berger and all those guys over there in New York. I remember going out on a couple Tuesdays and after practice on Wednesdays, and they would just dump the ball in water, they would dump the ball in the snow, and we just get out there and start throwing and practice throwing with a glove, without a glove, with sleeves, without a sleeves, you know, duct taping your ear holes shut with the helmet and just trying to get comfortable and get used to it, and that really helped. So they were all in.
Thursday, one sequence in the first half where the officials blew the whistle, said that they weren't in a position to officiate.
Right.
What was that? Take us through that sequence from your perspective.
No, I think they just got off track for a second, and you know that happens. Everybody makes mistakes, and it's no biggie. You roll right through it.
Just to follow up real quick, what's the hardest thing about playing in the cold?
Hardest thing about? I mean, it's not that big of a deal anymore. I don't know. You just deal with it, and a lot of guys grow up doing it. I had to learn how to do it, so you just deal with it.
I believe this is your first time in Lambeau.
Yeah, first time. Really cool.
What have you heard about that experience and about playing there? Their home road splits are
right. They're tough at home, and a lot of that is due to their fans, their system, their enthusiasm, their energy, and that's gonna be a good challenge for us. But then again, it's one of those you know, bucket list things for sports fans and players to get an opportunity to play there. That's pretty cool.
You've made the adjustment, you know, this year obviously being a career starter to a backup, and now you're back in. Starting role, is it tougher, do you think, than it seems like to the outside? Like, it's like going from starter to backup, back to starter?
I don't think it's as tough just because of the mentality here and the way we preach. Just Coach Kelly preaches just a one-week season, and you know, you got to get up for each week, and there's no looking ahead too far, and not just that week, but each day, each session, each play, and you know, if you attack it that way, and I'm thankful I was just preparing the right way and didn't want to get caught off guard, and I didn't, so you know, that made it a smooth transition, and you know, it's a good system and a good culture, so that obviously helps everyone.
Shermer talked today about how well you moved up in the pocket against the Panthers. Is that something you've always done, or is it something you've had to learn, and what are the keys to doing that effectively?
You know, one of the most important things, you know, when you're in the pocket is being able to feel the rush, and I think our offensive line do an outstanding job of pushing guys one way and keeping them going that direction and trying to eliminate, you know, the double moves and the spin moves and all that kind of stuff to keep the trash out of your face, you know, so to speak. So, you know, when you feel that kind of pressure, you just try and move up and keep your eyes downfield. If it's something where you have to take your eyes off the receivers and find somebody that's, you know, coming at a beeline at you like Keekly was a couple times, that's when you got to, you know, make a play. Get two hands on the ball, make a play. Try not to get your shoulders parallel to the line of scrimmage. Try and stay in a passing mode and expect those guys to see it down the field, react to it, and then get friendly for the quarterback. And guys did that, whether it was Selleck or Jordan. Mac did it once or twice. So that's great, having guys with good feel up front and down the field.
The sample size is very small, but why do you think that you've been able to transition so well to the faster pace by comparison to how things were running when you were with the Jets, and how you're mentally enduring as well, keeping your focus?
I think looking at the tape from really that second year we had in New York with Shoddy, when we had Braylon and Tone and Jericho, Dustin, LT, Sean Green, we had some good players, a lot like now. And we went on a stretch there where it was like four or five games in a row where it was, I mean, the fourth quarter of the game was the only quarter that mattered, it felt like, because everything was just horrible up to that point. And then we started clicking, and it was all in 2 minutes, all in fast pace, all in no huddle. And I remember we went against the Lions, and we ended up winning on a last-second field goal or something like that. I wanted to say it was overtime, but the plan going into it was to rush the ball 40 times or something like that. We said, we want to rush the ball. We, you know, we can beat this defense. We got to rush the ball. And we stuck to it. Come hell or high water, we just stuck to it. And at one point, I remember Rex coming over. We got to rush it two more times to hit 40, or do you want to try and go win the game throwing the ball? And everybody was like, what the heck kind of question is that? Yeah, you know, we want to go win. So we ended up just airing it out. And it worked for the best. I enjoy it. You know, I like that fast pace. If you can get a advantage, whether it's by alignment or by personnel, you catch teams in a bad personnel and something that's advantageous for us, then let's roll. And why slow down? So just keep the pedal to the metal.
What kind of a weather report do you guys have right now, and are you expecting snow there?
I've heard some talk about that. We'll worry about it in the next couple of days. But honestly, this team can play in the snow. I know that. I saw it last year on TV. I remember watching the game, and they look sharp. And you know, one of Coach Kelly's biggest things is control what you can control. So unless there's somebody in our locker room who can control the weather, then we just go play.
On Monday night, you spoke about the running game and the effect that had on the passing game. Mm-hmm. What did you see in that regard with the way the defense was playing the run?
Well, you know, when they have to get in their those five down fronts and stuff to stop our zone, you know, it's we have a piercing running game, and those guys can hit it and break. You know, if you don't wrap up, they can make huge plays, and those are devastating for a defense. So, you know, teams want to make sure they stop the run, and if that's the case, then we got to be able to throw it. If they're sitting back there and daring us to run, well, then we got to be able to run it. And if they're mixing it up, then we need to call the right plays at the right time, and we trust Coach Kelly to do that.